For decades, prison jobs in the North Country have been coveted. Good pay, long-term benefits, in a region short on those kinds of jobs. But there are almost 4,000 unfilled jobs in state prisons right now. So many that Governor Hochul is thinking of closing 5 of them because they can't find people to staff them. Why does no one want to be a CO anymore? That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, March 18th. First up, workers at the St. Lawrence Psychiatric Center in Ogdensburg, who used to work at the Ivy Ridge boarding school, have been put on leave. New York's Office of Mental Health confirmed that move to multiple media outlets, quote, as we assess the matter. A Netflix documentary called The Program includes documents and video that allege physical, mental, and sexual abuse at Ivy Ridge, which closed in 2009. St. Lawrence County DA Gary Pasqua says the documentary has given former students the courage to report their experiences to his office.
Hopefully we will be able to do something for them. We don't know if we're going to be able to at this point, but we're certainly here to listen, to take those reports, and we will vet them and see if there is something that we can do for them.
As you go vetting those cases, how do you vet what was in the documentary that sort of triggered these cases? How do you know that, you know, what is in the program is true?
We're not really concerned necessarily with what was in that documentary specifically, right? We can't base our cases or what we do off of what was on Netflix. That certainly was the catalyst for these individuals to come forward. And what was in that documentary was concerning. I mean, there are videos there that clearly are very concerning when it comes to physical abuse and things like that. But when it comes to what we need to do, we need these individuals to come forward, tell us what happened to them. We've got to look at those cases on an individual basis, see what we can corroborate about those individuals being at Ivy Ridge, first and foremost, because we want to make sure they are and were actual students, and then see if those are cases that we can actually prosecute.
St. Lawrence County District Attorney Gary Pasqua on his office's investigation into abuse claims at Ivy Ridge in Ogdensburg. We have more of that interview at ncpr.org. More than 5,000 people work in prisons in the North Country. But the prison landscape in New York is changing. Fewer people are incarcerated, facilities are closing, and the job market isn't what it used to be. Prisons are now struggling to attract workers, and the state wants to close more facilities because of staffing shortages. Emily Russell reports.
Talk to any correction officer, and they'll tell you they've got a tough job. Working in prisons can be dangerous, it can be depressing, but lately it's been even more demanding.
They are overworked, they're burnt out, they're working doubles, they're giving up time with families.
That's Daniel Marticello. He's the head of New York's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Marticello testified in Albany back in January. He told lawmakers that there were thousands of job vacancies in New York prisons, putting a real strain on the system.
That keeps me awake at night, and knowing that that's the impact and they don't have that work-life balance is troubling to me.
There are staff shortages of cooks, of plumbers, of teachers, and healthcare workers in prisons. About half of the 3,800 job vacancies are for correction officers. That overall lack of staff means a lack of programs, things like college classes and vocational training for people in prison. That's what's happening at Greenhaven Prison in the Hudson Valley.
They don't have enough staff to, for example, keep the program building open.
That's Jennifer Scaife. She's the executive director of the Correctional Association of New York, a kind of watchdog for state prisons. She says programming is crucial. It gives people in prison more purpose. It teaches them new skills. Scaife's team visited Greenhaven Prison back in November. They found the program building at the prison was really impacted by the staff shortage.
It was closed 7 days out of 10 for the months leading up to our visit last fall.
So what's happening here? What's causing this staff shortage among prison workers here in New York? Some union leaders and lawmakers point to the dangers of the job, Assaults on state prison staff are up by 40% in the last 5 years, though 97% of those incidents don't result in any injuries. Back in January, State Senator Dan Steck, who represents the North Country, asked Commissioner Marticello about the impact of those assaults.
Why can't we hire more COs? Is it because no one wants to come to work there because it's not safe?
No, I don't believe that that's the issue. I mean, I think that we have a national shortage of correction officers and in law enforcement in general, so we're all fighting over the same candidates.
To attract new candidates, the state has set up recruiting centers and malls. They've posted signs along busy roads. But the problem goes beyond just recruitment. The state is also struggling to retain workers. John Roberts is a vice president for NYSCOBA, a union that represents correction officers.
We've seen people leaving with 15, 18 years, 10 years, just quitting and not worrying about their pension, which is an alarming thing because these jobs used to be sought after. State jobs used to be a very positive thing.
Roberts worked at Clinton Correctional in Dannemora. He says being a CO is not a fun job, but if you work for 25 years, you can get a good pension for the rest of your life. Many retired COs collect anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 a year. But Robert says that's just not enough to entice people anymore. He thinks the state should pay COs more and offer even better pensions. Roberts also says closing prisons sends a bad message to a future workforce. New York has shuttered 24 facilities since 2011. A third of those prison closures have been in the North Country.
Younger kids see that, or their parents work there in some fashion, or their family, and saw that it closed. And they're like, well, are we next? Because every year, you know, it's the same thing every year or two. You're seeing these places close and people are just looking at other avenues now.
This year, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to close up to 5 more prisons. That's part of her proposed budget, suggesting the closures could save the state $77 million a year. No one would be laid off, but Hochul says she's aware of the impact this could have.
I know this is frightening. These correction officers are some of the, you know, the hardest working, underappreciated people in our state system, and I do appreciate them. The work they do is incredibly challenging.
But the reality is the state's prison population has plummeted. It's down 55% since the late 1990s. Even after 24 prisons have closed, there are still thousands of empty beds, plenty of space to consolidate inmates into fewer prisons. The governor's proposed budget includes up to $500 million to repurpose former state facilities. Assemblyman Matt Simpson says that's a good investment since there are 7 empty prisons in the North Country. He's critical of the governor's plan, though, since she's proposing only giving prisons 90 days notice ahead of a closure. Previously, facilities got a full year's notice.
To do this in 90 days, to talk about closing 5 facilities, not announcing which facilities are being eyed, creates a lot of fear in a system that's already rampant with, you know, concerns for safety.
Simpson and other North Country lawmakers are urging the governor not to close any of the 11 state prisons in the region. The state assembly removed the proposal from the budget they've put forward amid negotiations with the governor and the state senate. Meanwhile, many advocates say the focus on prison staff levels is misguided. Benjamin Heller works for the Vera Institute of Justice.
Instead of using our large prisons to prop up this whole industry so people have jobs, why not find people jobs that don't come at the expense of the liberty and well-being of people who are caught up in the system?
Heller says the goal for lawmakers should be on decarceration, on putting more money towards preventative measures for New Yorkers.
We should be thinking about providing stable housing and mental health treatment and substance use treatment and well-paid jobs to people before they end up involved in our system and end up in prison.
Heller authored a report a few years ago about the price of the prison system in New York. It found that each person held behind bars costs taxpayers $115,000 a year. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision has a budget of $3.4 billion this year, a large portion of which pays for staffing. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Christopher Watts and Caretaker, both of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.